Kia ora, I'm Anand Zaki with the latest Ngā Kōrero Kai Pakihi, your midday business news. A major travel agency says that the recent spike in travel is providing a short-term boost, but warns a recovery to pre-COVID levels could be 2 years away. It comes as major airports around the country report increasing passenger numbers coinciding with the school holidays. Flight Centre says international airline capacity jumped from 36% of pre-COVID levels in June to 50% in July. Its General Manager of Product, Victoria Courtney, says the demand has surprised the industry, but that doesn't mean it's a return to normal.
This is definitely the biggest jump that we see from 1 month to the next in capacity, and then it slowly increases again until probably November, which is in line with Kiwi summer. And certainly we're seeing that the trends are, it's going to take a few more months. In fact, we're not forecasting to get back up to pre-COVID levels this calendar year.
Victoria Courtney says Flight Centre cut nearly 800 jobs in New Zealand due to COVID and has so far recruited 60 as part of its recovery, with the majority being former staff. Meanwhile, in the Northern Hemisphere, the finger-pointing and blame game is going on between airport operators and airlines over massive current disruptions to air travel. Staffing and plane shortages have hit airlines and airports as they struggle to cope with a surge in travellers as COVID restrictions eased. This week, British Airways cancelled 10,000 flights between August and October because of the persistent issues. Leading airline executives have blamed the airports for the disruptions, but Airports Council International Managing Director Luis Felipe de Oliveira says the finger-pointing is unhelpful.
We have more than 20 stakeholders that work inside of the airport buildings that represents more than 60% of the jobs of the industry. When the passengers see the airline and the airport, however, these 20 stakeholders come from ground handling, air traffic controllers, immigration process and others. And basically, if one of these stakeholders have an issue on the process, is a domino effect that affect all parts of the travel experience for the customers. That's why basically, I don't like this pointing fingers in the airports, because basically I think we are a community, we need to work together to solve the issues together, considering all the stakeholders that we have.
Luis Felipe de Oliveira says it's going to take the whole industry time to replace the staff lost during the pandemic. Now, if you notice your internet connection seems to be a bit quicker and with a bit more grunt, it may be because of a new submarine cable between New Zealand, Australia and the United States that's come into operation, effectively doubling capacity. The Southern Cross Next fibre cable, which is Spark as one of its backers and users, has been installed to meet rising demand for fast bandwidth between the three countries. Southern Cross's Director of Networks and Vice President of Operations, Dean Viverka, says they continue to be surprised by the explosion in demand.
It's an age-old question, and one even we struggle to answer sometimes. There's no single killer app or single reason that this capacity is expanding. I think it's just the way the world, digital services, the Internet of Things, mobile phone, emails, messages, streaming, all of that adds into the mix, and that is just growing exponentially, and consumers are gobbling up as much capacity as they can in their thirst for knowledge.
Dean Viverka expects that another cable will be needed in a few years' time. And to give you some perspective on its capacity, the new cable can handle the streaming of more than 4.5 million high-quality videos at the same time, or allow the transmission of the 10 billion photos estimated to be on Facebook in just over 5 minutes. Oil prices are continuing to fall as fears grow over a potential worldwide recession. The benchmark Brent crude fell below $100 a barrel for the first time in 3 months, as investors grow more worried about the impact of an economic downturn on energy demand. Prices have been above $100 a barrel for much of this year, owing to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and subsequent sanctions, leading to a drop in global supplies. But Rohan Reddy from Global X ETFs says despite the recent falls, The long-term outlook suggests high prices will continue.
The dollar is very strong right now. It's unlikely to persist for that much longer. The economy is in generally good shape. We have seen emerging market economies are starting to climb out of that challenging period over the last couple of years, and China specifically with the lockdowns. Looks like they're going to get lifted relatively soon, and that economy is second largest in the world, should add some demand to oil prices. So we're actually relatively positive on the price of oil over the next 6 to 12 months, but we do believe that there's going to be a lot more volatility in oil prices.
Rohan Reddy from Global X ETFs. Time now for an update from the markets, and we're joined by Andrew Atkinson from Jarden Securities. Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Anand.
Let's start off there with the New Zealand market. How's it looking today?
Looking relatively flat, Anand. We're down slightly 0.14% to 11,125. Just holding that back, Meridian Energy's down 1.74% to $4.70. Auckland Airport's down 1.4% to $7.42. And Fletcher Building's down 0.78% to $5.09. Holding it up, though, we can see EBOS is up 1.13% to $39.31. Sky City's up 0.74 to $2.74. And a big move today from EROAD, up 8.7% to $2.
And that takes us to the Australian 200 Index.
They've opened up in the green in Australia, up 0.38% to 6,619. Holding that up, Rio Tinto's up 2.5%. to 95. Commonwealth Bank's also up 0.24%, and that's offset against CSL down 0.38% to 285.
How's the New Zealand dollar looking?
Against the US, we're 0.6145 currently. Aussie is 90.67. Against the pound is 51.56, and against the euro, 60.35, and the yen, 83.48.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Yes, the TWI's at 69.57. 3-month bank bill rate is 2.9. Brent crude's just ducked under $100 at $99.94, and gold at $17.40.
Thank you very much. That's Andrew Atkinson from Jarden Securities. And in other business news, the mobile donations company Pushpay Holdings has added the Archdiocese of Seattle as a customer. It says the deal gives it the opportunity to reach 600,000 Catholics at 174 parishes. The new deal is part of the company's broader expansion into the Catholic faith sector. Pushpay provided no update on recent takeover interest to acquire the company. Local drug maker AFT Pharmaceuticals has begun selling a range of its products into the multi-billion dollar Chinese market. The over-the-counter products will be sold through the company's store on the cross-border e-commerce platform Tmall Global. The store was part of a trial in 2020, but has now become the first New Zealand firm to be registered under China's cross-border e-commerce pilot scheme. AFT Managing Director Hartley Atkinson says it's a significant opportunity to tap into China's $16.3 billion over-the-counter drug market. The store currently stocks AFT's vitamin supplements, digestive products, eye drops and hay fever medicines. We'll bring you a wrap of the day's news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint.